So this literally happened to me the other day. I was at a party, and you know, there was an age gap there. Some of the people were in their very early 30s, and some of the people were in their very early 20s. Two crowds. Anyway, so there was a guy I knew at the party. He's 21. And towards the end, his new girlfriend turned up. She seemed nice. All sticking up, stylish blonde hair, all 21 looking. And after he introduced me to her, the first thing she said was, "Oh, he's the decrepit one." That happened to me this past week, 100% honest to God.
Tough break, DM.
You just gotta roll with it. You hit a certain age, your body simply is decrepit. Anyway, hang on though. I checked the BBC website. They had this body mass index thing. You could see how your age, height and weight stack up to the rest of the world. Apparently, I have the BMI of a Kenyan, lower than 93% of the men in the world in my age bracket. I don't like my paunch, though. Imagine if I could get rid of the paunch. Maybe I'd have the BMI of an Ethiopian.
Once you lose a bit more hair, that will cut off weight. That will cut weight off, DM. You might have the BMI of an Ethiopian then.
Maybe, Clutterbuck. How was your week, Jim?
Oh, you know, went to a toga party the other day. Everyone is just looking for any excuse for a wardrobe malfunction and those things. They're fun. Always ends up with a few really self-confident guys and nothing but briefs every time. I enjoyed myself.
Jim, I wish I could share. I wish I could tell you.
Shh, Clutterbuck, no more.
Jim, the time we spent together.
Hush, we swore never to mention it.
Did all the straight guys go home thinking you were coming onto them?
Of course, that always happens. That's such a fantasy straight men have, isn't it? They all think gay men like them much more than gay men actually do. You always hear, "Oh, that gay guy liked me. Oh, I think I broke this gay guy's heart." In 99.9% of cases, that's simply not true. Most gay guys couldn't care less, and for us the bounds are very clear. Only the straight guys are getting confused about it, because they want to get confused about it. And the 0.1% of cases where it's true, and the gay guy actually is coming onto the straight guy, that only ever applies if you have happened to have portrayed a gladiator on film. It's the arrogance of these straight guys I just don't get. They think they physically encapsulate the essence of sex or something, when really they only usually encapsulate the physical essence of diabetes risk increasing fat on the liver.
Still, toga party. Quite a Bacchus. Everyone always wants to be all Roman and orgy-esque. If I wasn't so hideous, I'd try to go to some. But you know, Romans, I was thinking. You know, there's that herb, right, that Romans used as a contraceptive, silphium. And very famously, they used it so much, the herb became extinct. I've always wondered, did that herb running out correspond with the time the Roman Empire adopted Christianity? Oops, everyone can get pregnant now. We'd better start feeling guilty about sex or we're never going to control the population. Let's see, the last example of the herb silphium was shown to Nero, whose reign lasted until 68 AD, and Christianity was officially adopted with Constantine a little after 300 AD. No, so I suppose there is a gap. But still, Christianity took off in the decades after Christ died, which puts it right around the time silphium ran out and people in the Roman Empire had to worry about getting pregnant. So they needed supernatural policing to stop them sexing. Someone should write a paper about that. Someone probably has. Contraceptives and the Rise and Decline of Religiously Inspired Monogamy. I'm a font of academic papers. If you squeeze me or punch me in the stomach, streams and streams of academic papers would come gushing out.
Where's Wilma today?
Oh, I heard a funny rumor about Wilma.
Really? What?
Well, she's been doing a little work. She started voice acting.
Voice acting?
Yeah, you know, these guys were always saying her voice was sexy, so she started reading all these novels for audiobooks. You know, all that erotic vampire stuff that is so popular nowadays.
Oh, yes, housewife porn. I like making superior comments about erotic literature and calling it housewife porn derisively. Porn should only exist for men all the time. Everything in the world should be sexualized. It should be sexualized just for men all the time, like it is right now. It should be sexualized so much that men lose track of what women really like and sexual hang-ups prevail in society. And women should have nothing. And after women get married to men who are so fucked up sexually because they have been taught to sexualize everything and only to think of their own sexual satisfaction, these housewives should have no outlet for their pent-up, repressed sexual selves. Yeah. Because if they do have an outlet, I will laugh at them and make fun of them as I fail with them in the bedroom.
Nice, Clutterbuck, nice. Stupid housewives having an erotic identity.
I'm going to call it a finger book, hilariously. And meanwhile, I'll masturbate to a shampoo ad because though the shampoo is being advertised to women, the ad is telling women that through this product they can live up to being an erotic ideal created for men. Thus, the women washing their hair are being made semi-pornographic sexualized objects. Objects that women are supposed to aspire to be. Yeah, finger book, because women like to finger themselves, because they're pathetic. Oh yeah, put the conditioner on, you dirty bitch.
Yeah, I've heard about these books in the news. What are they called again?
The latest one is the Bloodfang Trilogy. It started as a fan fiction of a fan fiction of a fan fiction of Anne Rice, who was doing a fan fiction of Bram Stoker, who did a fan fiction of whoever he did a fan fiction of.
Can we, listen to Wilma reading erotic literature sexily?
Of course we can. You know, in her delivery, she even follows all the sentence structures of the original books, all the comma splices, all the M-dashes, all the utterly repetitious uses of the exact same type of sentence. She does it all, erotically. Listen.
Roger Steele's face hardened, looking her up and down. She had two pert breasts. He liked to see them there. Amethyst Starling took Roger's hand, and Roger clasped her hand. Amethyst's lips parted. She looked Roger up and down. She raised her eyebrows. Roger was quite a man. She had not realized before. Roger was well muscled. Muscled like an old statue. Roger's muscles were hard. She wanted to touch them with her hands. She took her hands, the hands she wanted to touch his muscles with, and she touched his muscles, touching where they bulged. His eyes were tight. Amethyst could see worry in them, and anger, but desire also. She could also see desire. Hard desire, like his muscles. And his desire, and what a desire it was. An angry desire, was something she felt too. And she felt her desire, as she felt his muscles. And he felt her feeling her desire, and feeling his muscles. And they both felt his muscles.
Wow! Hot!
I'll say, who cares about writing style when you're that hot? It's hotness that's important. And story. Story and hotness, but not in that order.
Everyone affiliated with all these books is famous now. Maybe Wilma will be famous after this too. Imagine what that would be like, being famous. Famous enough where, like, people recognized you and thought you were cool and people paid you to be at places and to do stuff at places and things and stuff and things and things.
Hey, hey, getting paid to do a radio show would be nice too, instead of performing for free.
Oh, you do it for free? I get like $300 an episode.
Damn.
Everyone fantasizes about being famous, I guess.
Oh, mate, I don't fantasize about being famous and that.
Really, Roland? Why not?
Because you're a pathetic failure.
Oh, okay. Yes. But you know, everyone fantasizes. I wonder what it'd be like to be famous. You know, if I was famous, then beautiful young women would like me.
What would you ever be famous for, though, DM? You don't do anything.
I could be famous. Anyone could be famous. I could be famous for, I don't know, for killing my wife or something. People get famous for that. And then, oh, pretty 19-year-old women. They would see me and want to talk to me, maybe even to hold my hand. And they wouldn't care that I was old, just that I was rich and famous.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But then, after holding my hand, they might have sex with me. And then I would feel bad. I'd be like, oh no, you don't really like me. Don't do this to yourself. Don't degrade yourself sexually. This is empty. And then I'd tell them to go away. Look at me here. I'm judging these imaginary women on their sexuality, on whether they're healthily expressing it or not, and clearly I want them not to healthily express it, as I am imagining them solely as people to have sex with me, when I know that under normal circumstances people like them wouldn't want to, and yet I feel good in my fantasy for denying them. Like I'm a good person, for sending them away, sending them back home, and respecting their feelings, like I'm such a nice guy, when I only imagine them in the first place as a porny degrading fantasy. A porny, degrading fantasy I can't allow myself to have because I'd feel too degrading to the women I've imagined taking part in it because having sex with me would be so horrible. Oh, God, what is going on in my head?
Does Wilma have even sexier scenes than the first one?
Oh, of course she does.
Wicked.
I don't remember reading anything about nipple clamps in the Bible, she says. Perhaps he had a bad translation. His eyes are fiery, challenge part and parcel of his stare. His lips are parted, like a snake. He's waiting. He's coiled. He is waiting to strike. Desire, obtuse, wet, flaming, bedazzles my belly. Somehow he moves. I don't know how he moves, and in the blink of an eye, I am on the bed lickety-split. I am pinned beneath him, his hand holding my hands above my head, his other hand exploring me, his mouth finding mine. He wants me. Me. This beautiful man wants me. Not the other people I hate who aren't me, like that pretty one, but me. He wants me, and he is beautiful, and a man. My inner goddess glows so bright she could light up a science project like a potato battery. I'm going to get a drink, he says deliciously. Where? The buffet downstairs? A drinking fountain? Does he mean my neck? Could it be? Is he? This man? This beautiful man? The blood fang? Could he be the blood fang? He plunges inside me and I come instantly. He assaults me again and I come instantly again. I call out his name. How nice was that? He asks through gritted teeth. What about that drink? I ask. Oh yes, he says. I'll call room service. I felt like a coke. Do you want one? I didn't mean your neck. I hope you didn't think I was the blood fang.
Hmm. Very beautiful. Moving. Very moving. I was on the tram the other day and, well, I still haven't worked out what this was all about. I was on the tram, right at the back, late at night, facing the wall of the driver's cabin because I didn't want to see or talk to or interact with anybody. I was reading comics! The tram was nearly empty, and a girl came up to me, sat next to me, pressing her knees against my legs, and she looked at me with an expectant smile. I took my earphones out, looked at her, then put my earphones in, and went back to reading my comic. She was still there, she was still smiling, so I took my earphones out again. Oh, I'm so sorry, I've probably ruined your day, she said. I didn't say anything. I've probably ruined your day, I'm so sorry. I said, well, try and have a good rest of the night. Then I put my headphones back in, then she went off. I think she sat alone, I'm not sure, I didn't dare look.
Aw, look, he's boasting to his friends about it.
Sad.
No, because I should forget about it, but it sticks in my head because I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what my reaction was supposed to be at the time. I was worried it was a trick. Was she trying to steal something, trying to get me bashed? Had her friends dared her? Were they all snickering somewhere? Why did she want to talk to this lonely old nerd on the tram reading a Batman and Robin comic? Why would anyone? But I think she sat on the seat behind me afterwards and there was no one there. So was she actually hitting on me? And if so, why? Why would anyone do that? Hit on a complete stranger on the tram? You'd only do that if you were on drugs or feeling desperately unhappy and lonely. And I sympathize with that. I recognize that. Sure, there are probably plenty of people out there who felt worse than me in their lives. But that desperate, lonely sadness, I recognize that. I've been there. I sympathize. It's like a glimpse at the yawning pit at the heart of the human condition. If she felt like that, I should have been nicer to her. I should have told her to go away more amicably, so she didn't feel any worse than she already did before speaking to me.
Was she hot?
She was normal. Thin, blonde, a little younger than me. She just looked like a normal person. Unless, maybe it was someone I knew, and she expected me to recognize her, and I didn't, and so I just seemed like a complete bastard. I tend not to recognize people or notice them when they're walking down the street. I don't look at people. Was it a joke? Was someone filming behind me? Were they making fun of the lonely nerd? I was reading comics on the tram at 11:30 at night. I pretty much epitomized the lonely nerd. Did they want to make a YouTube video of me with comments? Ha ha, lol fag, look at that nerd. But then she was so apologetic. Although that could have been part of the act. But no one hits on me ever. And especially not now that I'm old, so it couldn't be that.
Oh, you're boring us, DM.
It's driving me crazy. It's like little things like this. They're the things that drive you crazy. A couple of weeks ago, at a party, I mistook one Indian guy at the party for a completely different Indian guy who'd been at an earlier party just because they were both Indian. I called him by the other Indian's name. That is like one of the worst things you could possibly do ever, and a few days later, I just didn't care. But this, it's like when you worry about whether you've made a waiter or a waitress at a cafe angry or not, and you agonize over it for a week. Did she hate the way I said thank you? when she brought me the coffee? Did she think I was being insincere? I was sincere! Then was my tip too big afterwards? Did she think I gave a big tip to cover up my insincerity? It was meant to accentuate my sincerity! These small mysteries, not knowing whether someone was sad or making fun of how sad you were, are the things in life that drive you crazy. And I mean sad, as in pathetic. If she was trying to pick me up, that's pathetic. But that is exactly how pathetic I am, and how pathetic I have been in the past many times, so I totally relate.
Still, women coming up late at night and doing something weird on the tram that was a bit too intimate and it drives you crazy for weeks afterwards? Now you must know how women feel all the time, right?
The tram was coming from Flight of the Conchords at the entertainment center, so maybe Flight of the Conchords, you know, had got her all sexed up, and I just happened to be the only man on the tram with sideburns.
You know she's laughing at you, right? Like, right now, she's listening and she's laughing at you. She's making fun of you. And now you're just making it worse by telling the whole world on the radio.
Was she hitting on me and I shut her down cruelly and brutally? Or was she making fun of me and trying to trick me, trying to show how good she was and how pathetic I am, and I didn't rise to the bait? Did I make her day worse, or was she trying to make my day worse? I just don't know. I just give up. I give up. I opt out of all human contact from now on. I'm not up to it. It's too shattering. Anyone tries to talk to me now, and I don't know who they are, or I'm not sure whether I recognize them or not, I'm just singing Tina Turner Batman with them. That's it. That's it. That's the limit of my social interaction with strangers from now on. Can't hurt anybody that way.
Good idea.
Tina Turner, Tina Turner, Tina Turner, Tina Turner, Batman.
Tina Turner, Tina Turner, Tina Turner, Tina Turner, Tina Turner,
Batman.
Tina Turner, Tina Turner,
Batman.
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 Tina Turner, Tina Turner, Tina Turner, Tina Turner, Tina.
This is John Leeson, and I hate the role-playing hour because I have to hide behind the sofa whenever their terrifying show comes on.
It has been revealed that certain elements in the US are considering making the change from Roman numerals. But still, there are many traditionalists who think that measuring numbers with Roman numerals is a proper way to go.
Like, I just grew up with Roman numerals. It's what I learned in school. I just prefer it that way.
This is the United States of America. Get your meddling hands out of our schools, Washington. God made this country great, and he made this country great with Roman numerals. You have to take Roman numerals out of our cold, dead hands, unless you're measuring gun calibers. We defend liberty with a cool 9mm, not an IX millimeter.
Great Britain stopped using Roman numerals in 1978, while the rest of the world stopped using them in the 14th century.
I don't know greengrocers, and I just found it was really hard to add, multiply, and subtract Roman numerals on a piece of butcher's paper, like XII times CLXVII. Even if you put one number on top of the other, it's still really complicated, so I times the VII by the II and the X by the XV. It was doing my head in.
But opposition in the US remains strong.
Those French stopped using Roman numerals, right? They think they're so fancy with their Hindu-Arabic numerals. Well, this is America, not France. And here we fight for freedom, not like those Frenchies with their surrendering. Ha! Because they surrender and hate freedom?
They did storm the Bastille. They created the ideas of liberty your nation was founded upon.
They surrender and they hate freedom.
Listen, my grandpa took VII bullets for this country in World War II. I first heard that story at his knee when I was only IV years old. He fought for Roman numerals and XXXII of his buddies died on the beaches of Normandy for Roman numerals, and America won World War I and World War II and Vietnam for Roman numerals, so we should respect and remember their brave sacrifice.
Hello, I am a scientist. And I think making string theories and sciencing wormholes is fucking hard without Roman numerals. Have you ever tried reciting pi with Roman numerals? III point IIV IVIX IIVIV. It's fucking impossible. Excuse my surrender language. So I'd quite like it if we followed the rest of the world.
So there you have it. Though there is a push amongst some in the United States to change the numbering system, hardline support for Roman numerals remains strong. This is Ted Rowley, the Zeroth, signing off.
Wow, All those people we did last night.
Yeah, that nightclub was just crawling with easy meat.
Ah, casual sex. The elixir of life.
I think yours was a tranny.
I hope so.
No, I mean a gay tranny. A bizarro tranny. I think yours was a woman dressed as a man.
No. Do you think? With those boyish dimples and those smooth-shaven cheeks, and his little Adam's apple hadn't even come through yet. Oh, God. Oh, God, Wilma. Bizarro tranny. I'm gonna puke.
Even I got some action at that club. Thank God that middle-aged triple amputee was there. I gave her a night she would have given an arm and two legs for.
Hey, is Jim okay?
Yeah, let him have a shower and he'll be fine. I know all there is to know
about the crime. 18 years later.
My life is so calm since I became a Buddhist and joined this mountain retreat with these other middle-aged hippies. And here we can commune with the universe as we pay natives 15 cents an hour to wait on us and send local boys out to find ganja.
Tenzin Wilmagay, if I may interrupt your denial of self.
My sense of identity has nearly been reduced to zero, Gyatso. But you may interrupt. Is my ganja here? I'd like to smoke it tonight as we consider the benefits of giving up all worldly goods while we watch Absolutely Fabulous.
Dear Tenzin Wilmagay, you have a visitor.
Bring them in. Perhaps it is the Holy Buddha, here to bring me enlightenment and whisk me to a higher plane. I have waited long enough. I've already been here 3.5 weeks.
Mum?
What?
I'm your son.
I don't have a son.
18 years ago, you had casual sex with a man in a nightclub. And then you hid the pregnancy from all your friends. And when I was born, you left me on my father's doorstep. A man you'd only ever spoken 3 words to. At least that's what I gather from what he told me. But I always wanted to know my birth mother, and here I am. Mother, are you happy to see me?
Remember, Tenzin Wilmagay, we must forsake earthly attachments and those on the path to Zen deny strong emotions.
Right. Average to meet you. Average is not a strong emotion.
Why does he call you Tenzin Wilmagay? I thought your name was Wilma.
That's just a traditional name. We all adopt them here at the monastery. How did you find me?
Well, the people in the village below told me that you were at this spiritual refuge for materialistic Westerners having a midlife crisis.
No, that's not true. This is the better and more holy monastery in the country. It must be, because it is the most expensive.
Well, whatever, I guess.
What is your name, son?
Rope.
Rope? Your father named you Rope?
Yeah, because he said when he found out he'd fathered a kid with some random he met at a nightclub, he wanted to hang himself.
Ah, I see. And how is your father? Daryl?
Clarence.
Clarence? I had sex with a man named Clarence? Jesus.
Tenzin Wilmagay, we must rebuff foreign gods here. Enlightenment does not come from the external ideas of a deity. It comes from within.
Yes, yes, yes. Clarence. Okay. Well, at least he wasn't called Tyler or something, I suppose.
Mother, please. I've trekked so far because I want to know. What are those 3 words you said to Dad? What was it that created me, that forged that connection between the two of you? A connection that has lived on in me? What magic words brought me into the world? He wouldn't tell me.
What did I say to him? Make me come?
Oh.
It was the 2010s. It was a different time.
Well, that makes sense, I guess. And is it hard in this monastery?
Oh, no. I can still finger myself when the monks are asleep. Oh, you weren't talking about coming. You were just asking if I was difficult in general. I thought you were leading on from the previous question, following the same line of inquiry. No, it's not so difficult in general. Movie night tonight, taco night tomorrow. It's exactly like the brochure said it would be, except you can never get hot water in the morning, and the toilet is one of those ones you have to squat over. Ugh, so uncivilized.
So, Mum, can we hang out together sometime? Maybe form a bond?
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to cut off all bonds here and reject the outside world and myself. I signed a thing, so, you know, wouldn't want to breach my contract. Can't have any sudden new family members appearing out of the blue and distracting me from my spiritual quest. So, sorry, son.
Oh.
Yeah, it must make you feel good to know that you have such a spiritual mother, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So, I guess you're backpacking or whatever. Having an adventure. That's good. Young people should do that. I got drunk with about 8 backpackers in the village below the night before last. I danced on the tables. I'm still cool. And they knew it.
Well, I wasn't really backpacking exactly. I kind of just came here to see you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can chalk your trip up as a success. Because here I am. You've seen me. Your eyes have received the light reflected off my person. Mission accomplished. You're going to go home happy.
Yeah.
Well, say hi to Daryl for me, for old time's sake.
Clarence.
Clarence, that's right. Damn, why did it have to be a Clarence? I thought I'd managed to avoid the whole alphabet. But now, Cleo said that's not good. If it hadn't been for Cubert and Xavier, and that crazy night with Zelda.
I guess I'll go then.
See you, Rope. Oh, and Rope, before you go.
Yes?
On your way out, if you run into a village boy coming to deliver some ganja, can you just send him right on through here to me?
Oh, okay, Mum. Bye.
Bye. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
This is Lance Hendrickson, and I hate the role-playing hour because, they're chewing off my face.
I told you, I don't have the rent. I told you, my money will come in when I get signed. What? Sorry. I thought you were the landlord. What do you want?
Are you Jim?
Yes. Hey, are you a talent scout? Did you see me play the Dog and Wasp? Wait, let me get you a demo tape. I knew my music appealed to the younger generation.
No, Jim, I am your son.
What? How? What? How can you be my son? I'm gay. Gay, I tell you. Who's been spreading rumors about me otherwise? I'll bash him. Oh, hey, watch that wet patch on the floor there. The water heater leaks and, well, I'll fix it when my band gets signed.
Why are you living like this? I heard you were a plastic surgeon.
I was, but then, well, one day, something terrible happened. I went out for a night on the town and met a cute guy and took him out back behind a skip. But it turned out he wasn't a cute guy. It turned out he was a bizarro tranny. A woman dressed as a man. Or a woman dressed as a man dressed as a woman. I can't remember. The night was a blur. I was very drunk and had done lots of ecstasy. I didn't find out the truth that he was actually a woman until afterwards. I felt so sick. I began questioning who I was. I was so worried my gay friends would find out. And then they'd tell the fag hags. And then the fag hags would all accuse me of betraying them for not having sex with them when they'd asked first. Every day at the plastic surgery, these women would come in. You know, this was back in the 2010s, before people had their fat sheared off with genetically engineered AIDS, and everyone became skinny. Most people were obese back then, and mass obesity meant a mass of massive tits. Women came in wanting breast reductions, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. I couldn't make them look more manly. What if they would just use their tiny titties to fool another poor gay man? So I don't even know if I did it on purpose or not at first, or if it was just a mental slip. A woman wanted a breast reduction, and I put breast implants in instead. She came out with triple Qs, the largest breast size accepted by the bra standardization laws of 2013. After that, they technically count as small moons. There was a big debacle about it, but it was one mistake, so I was forgiven. But then the next woman came in wanting a breast reduction, and the next. I just couldn't make them a part of the itty-bitty-titty committee. I had to make their breasts ever larger. I couldn't help them to appear even slightly more manly, not even a smidgen. If I made their boobs more petite, who's to say they wouldn't bind them up and become reverse transvestites and trick gay men into performing foul acts? Who's to say? So my surgery was closed. I was ruined. All because once, just once, I was tricked by... Wait. You. You're from the loins of the bizarro tranny. It's you. You're bizarro tranny seed. From the bizarro tranny thou hast sprung.
She prefers the term la garçon.
Did she tell you? Does she think of me as gay or as some sort of, straight person?
I don't know, Dad. She didn't say.
Dad. Oh, wow. What's your name, son?
Lucy. My mother gave me that name.
Figures. Hey, Lucy, can you play bass? You could be in my band. You know, the plastic surgery is finished, but my life as a big-time musician is just beginning. There's me in the band and Big Mike, but he can only do come to 2 rehearsals a month because he doesn't get much time off at the fish gutting factory. And there's Steve from Bleep and...
Dad, I can't play bass. You know, these days, all us kids make music by scratching our cock rings against the metallic rolls of a player piano.
Ah, yes, cock pianists. I'll never understand young people's music. But Lucy, I could teach you. You play bass, and then I'll sing hip-hop lyrics over it.
Dad, hip-hop is so embarrassing.
But it's going to come back in style. I know it is. Hey, you want some baked beans? I just cooked some. Here, you can eat this, and I can eat the bits stuck to the side of the can.
Dad, it's good you found a new focus in life, and it's good you want us to do activities together. But I'm actually here to ask because Mum asked for 18 years' worth of child support.
Oh, well, I'm just waiting to get signed. And
you're legally obligated to begin payment immediately. Whether you have the money or not, you must sacrifice up to 80% of your income until the debt is paid off.
See, this is the shit us gay guys aren't supposed to have to deal with. This is one of the privileges. You can't take away one of the privileges. I don't want to be a deadbeat gay dad. When did I become a deadbeat gay dad? All those times I laughed at Stan and Joe meeting each other at a nightclub, getting really drunk, and going to a 24-hour shotgun adoption agency, Joe is still calling up Stan and demanding payments for Enrique. Now me? Now I'm a deadbeat gay dad? Fuck!
So here is the formal declaration stating that you owe $396,000. If you could just sign right here.
If you just wait until I get signed, my first song is sure to be a hit. It's about this cruel bizarro tranny who ruins men's lives.
Thanks for the beans, Dad, but it's ooh, is this your pet rat?
Sure, pet.
Well, Dad, it's time for me to go.
Okay. Hey, Lucy, son, maybe we could hang out sometime.
Yeah, Dad, maybe. After you pay off the $396,000.
Hey, come to a gig sometime. Entry is only $20. You can knock it off my tab. Damn bizarro trannies. Why can't they just be regular trannies? Everyone is trying to trick you these days. From this day forward, I'm not fucking anything unless it's wearing a dress.
18 years later.
Deadbeat gay dad, I'm your son.
Fuck, I can't win.
Hello?
Hello? Farka Clutterbuck? Gee, it sure looks dark in there. What is it, 2 in the afternoon? Did you just get out of bed?
Who are you? What is this about?
Farqua, I am your daughter.
My daughter?
Yes, you met my mother when...
Yes, the one time I scored. Wow, hey, come on in.
Thanks. You should open a blind. It smells like mushrooms and sadness in here.
Of course. I'll just turn on a light.
What are all these tissues doing on the floor?
Those are, you know, the roof was leaking, so I put tissues down on the... to stop the leaks, and it was leaking glue, so that's why all the tissues are hard and leaked glue that didn't set in the attic, because, you know, I was gluing in my attic with glue.
Wow. It's so nice to meet my actual dad.
Yes, I'm happy to talk to a person as well.
So, what do you do?
Oh, I run my own business. It's a can collecting business.
Oh, you pick up recycling?
On a small scale, yes. On a very small scale. It's more of an independent operation. Wow, a daughter. I never knew. Look at you, tall and so beautiful. Please sit down.
Thank you. Oh, it looks like a few things have been spilled on this couch here. I'll just lay this pink rubbery couch protector on and sit on that. Oh, look, the couch protector is in the shape of a woman with her mouth open. What a novelty. Well, I'll just sit down there.
Your mum, is she still active in the dating scene? Does she still let people score on the first date?
She's married now, yeah.
Wow, you're all... I see. Wow, you're all growing up. And womanly. A daughter. I can't believe it. Let me hug you. Let me hug you again.
Oh, that's nice, Dad. Hey, what's that strange sound? It almost sounds like terrified ducklings trying to escape from some kind of prison under the floorboards.
Oh, that's just the that's just the washing machine in the cellar. I'll just tell it to be quiet. Shut the fuck up, duckling washing machine.
But yes, I thought you might want to know about me. I just finished high school. I got A's in all my subjects except for Japanese. Japanese is hard, and at university, I'm hoping to do fashion design, and...
And do you have any little friends? They can come over, too. They can come and meet me, too. We can have a little spa together. I'll get a spa installed.
Oh, well, most of my friends are on a big Europe trip at the moment, and I stayed, Because,
Just tell me, and I will. I'll get a spa installed. Do you like spas?
Oh, well, yes. Spas are good. My friend Cindy has a spa at her house. At her 18th, we all drank margaritas and that. It was really fun.
Oh, margaritas. You're such a good chef. Let me hug you.
Oh, that's nice, Dad. It's good we get on so well together. So, yes, and I have a dog, too. His name is Toto. I know. The Wizard of Oz, right? But actually, I named him after the 80s band because I'd never even heard of the Wizard of Oz. And I like hiking and photography.
That's funny, and you have breasts already, like a big grown-up. That's okay. Dads say things about breasts, don't they?
I don't know. I've never had one. I've had a stepdad just these past 6 months, but...
Oh, that's a naughty thing to say. I'm going to have to put you over my knee and spank you.
What was naughty that I said?
Respect your father. I'm sure you did something naughty in the last 18 years. Let's make up for some lost time.
Oh, okay, I guess.
Over my knee, that's it, with your little demon skirt.
And I quite like botany. Well, when I say botany, sometimes I collect leaves and I press them in a book. Yeah. And I like that new cock pianist band, Ring Jockeys. They're my fave. My favourite colour is green. I like reading books about girls who have adventures in foreign countries. I go up to a place in the hills and I ride a horse once a week. He's called Diabolus Beezlebub. He's really sweet. Daddy, what are you doing?
Oh, I wasn't spanking you properly. I'm going to just lift up your skirt.
Oh. Okay, I'd like to travel to Brazil, or maybe India, because I'd like to see the sloths. Baby sloths are so cute, don't you think? I would have gone with my friends to Europe, but I didn't want to miss nipple season. Plus, I wanted to stay here and find you. I play recorder, but badly. I've never really been good at musical instruments. I wore braces until I was 14, but thank God they're out. That's why my teeth are so straight. What are you doing?
Oh, well, just so I could smack you better, I thought I'd...
Listeners, are you a deadbeat parent? Or would you like to have a deadbeat parent? Well, call in now and share stories of being a deadbeat parent, or we will be your deadbeat parents to make up for the fact of you having regular ones if you were so unlucky. Let us roleplay as your deadbeat parent, and you can be our troubled child. Call in now on 83135000. Also, you can write something right now on our Facebook page or ask us a question, proposition us, solicit us, tell us you hate us. We can see that and read it out live on air. Just look for the Roleplaying Hour on Facebook. That's R-O-L-E. www.facebook.com/theroleplayinghour. You're listening to Wilma, Jim Clutterbuck, and the DM here on the Roleplaying Hour on Radio Adelaide Digital Radio Online 101.5 FM. We can be emailed during the week at theroleplayinghour@hotmail.com. We're also putting every episode of the Roleplaying Hour up in chronological order on our WordPress page. The address is theroleplayinghour@wordpress.com. But right now, call in 83135000 and tell stories about being a deadbeat parent, or call in and let us be your stand-in deadbeat parent. And you can be our stand-in troubled child as role-playing. Or write us a message on our Facebook page. Excitement galore!
This is John Reese Davis. I hate the role-playing hour because they tossed a dwarf.
If you would like to subscribe to Radio Adelaide, then you can. It's $52 a year, $26 concession. If you subscribe this month, you go into the draw to win a wireless internet router and 12 months of ADSL 2 Plus connection from the station sponsor, Internode, wow. Valued at $750. Isn't that exciting? Because we need it, because this entire station is powered by elephants on treadmills. And as you know, elephants need peanuts, and peanuts individually are very cheap. But obviously, elephants require many, so the costs stack up. Yes. So, and if you and you can also get a prize from us. In theory, I believe it was an account of the life of the role playing hour dancing bear. Where is he? There he is.
Moving, very moving.
He's a plucky young spirit. An account of his life written by the local in-resident role playing hour authors Margaret Orkwood, famous feminist author. And Gabriel Gloria Garcia Marquestafan, the magic realist from Colombia, who is also very good. Suffering a little bit from dementia, but otherwise okay. So his story may have elements of dementia, and it will have hand-drawn pictures by the role-playing hour in it. It won't be bound. It'll probably be on loose A4 computer paper. But you get it, and no one else will, if you mention us when you subscribe. Okay, now, so do we have any questions?
Yes, we do, DM. First question's from Sean. Which is cooler, dragon or Pegasus?
Well, let's see. They both have four legs. They both fly. One has scales and breathes fire. Dragon.
Dragon? Next. Jim? Oh, yeah, no, I'm just going... Okay.
Pegasus.
Why?
Pegasus?
What is your reasoning? What is your logic, you fool?
Yeah. It's because they're lovely and...
Just trying to disagree with you. Shut up. Move on.
They do have brushable hair, like a dolly.
Okay.
Which is nicer.
Which would you rather be, a T-Rex or a shark, Wilma?
T-Rex.
Yeah, I think
can
a T-Rex
be a land shark? Land shark.
No, a land shark would be scary. T-Rex are cool, except they're, as Wilma said before, they'll have little arms. So, you know.
Can Can I be a shark riding a T-Rex?
Sharks lived a lot longer. The dinosaurs got wiped out like pathetic little losers, and the sharks are still going.
Yeah, but like they've gone wiped out, but no one knew exactly how dangerous they were. You know, they could have been like 50 billion.
And anyway, sharks can fuck up dolphins. A T-Rex would be useless against
dolphins. Dolphins can fuck up sharks as well.
Well,
you're going an animal that can get fucked by a wincy little dolphin, you know?
Yeah, true. But a T-Rex, yeah, T-Rex would never have problems with dolphins. Yes, purely based on not being able to be bashed by dolphins, I'd go T-Rex. Do we have any more?
Yeah, go.
Yes,
Jim.
This is from Jacob something. Big Jacob. One this time. BMW or Audi? We don't support cars in this studio.
I don't have a car.
I'd rather ride the elephants running on treadmills powered by peanuts.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I'd rather ride your dad.
There you go. So, Jacob, he'd rather ride your dad. Tell your dad right now. Invite him into the studio.
We have another question here from Jess. If you could all ask each other a question, what would you ask? And please make them answer.
Marry me, Jim.
That was a statement, not a question.
Okay, well, no.
Marry me, Jim.
Yes, it was. Yeah, I don't see how it was a statement. But okay, what's your question, Jim?
Damn it.
Jim, will we ever spend another night together of pure bliss?
No.
No?
Wait. To justify that question would mean we would have already had to spend a night together, and I have no recollection of that ever happening, Clutterbug.
You have plenty of recollections.
No, there were no recollections.
There's a photo album of us back at the house, and it's low. Have we got a friend?
Ooh. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Yes?
A favour.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say the headache sutra on air because that shit kills.
The headache sutra?
Yes. Don't do it.
Okay.
The what? The
headache sutra. Well, Wilma had a headache today, actually. If you thought Wilma's voice has changed, we'll give you an insight into behind the scenes. What happened is we put on Facebook that Wilma would be reading erotic literature, and 10 minutes later, the Wilma actress had to go to the hospital. I'm not saying these things are related. They're probably not. All the best. Get well soon, Wilma, but they possibly could be. So that Kama Sutra, that wasn't headache sutra, though. What is a headache sutra? Is that like getting a suture in your head after you've been drilled?
One of your performers recited the headache sutra earlier in the program. I can't tolerate that, I'm afraid.
The headache sutra. Oh, the Om Mani Padme Hum. Oh, yes.
Oh, he's gone.
Bye.
I think we just killed him.
Planet of the Spiders with John Pertwee.
All right, we got a questions from the lovely Bleep people.
Oh, God.
I'll start with Tom's first question.
Oh, yes. We're running very late.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay. Tom. Tom says, hi, guys. Can you please tell me the difference between Great Britain, the UK, and the British Isles? Kind regards, Tom. What a nice lad.
Mm-hmm. One is great. One is initials and one is aisles.
Works for me.
Wikipedia, Tom.
Yeah,
Wikipedia.
What kind of nerd are you?
Yeah, jeez. Didn't you say before if we push you enough, like academic, like things would fly out of you?
Spur it out of me.
Yeah,
yes.
Spur it out of you. So we got to push you around more. Do you want to do the next question?
Sure. This is also from Tom, who clearly has too much time on his hands. Who has better hair, Patti LaBelle or Michael McDonald?
Michael McDonald.
I don't know who those people are.
Jim.
And a better beard.
Damn straight.
And Steve. Steve asks.
Damn gay.
Steve asks a question. Now, who would win a fight between Monkey Magic and Dumalax.
Tom also adds, and Lance Henriksen in pog form. I'm going for Lance Henriksen in pog form.
No, Dumalax would take him off to his mountain retreat somewhere to put him in Antarctica and then put a message on the moon. Anyway, Dumalax, it's a good episode. We put it on WordPress. Superpowers, it's called. It's one of my favorites. Superpowers. Aww. Better get going. It's up on the WordPress site, roleplayinghour.wordpress.com, I think. Oh my god, we're so late.
Thank you for the question, guys.
Poor Bleep. Poor Zap. Poor I don't
Zap,
know what they're
Bleep.
Called.
Same show.
Oh, yes. Oh. So, but there are new Zeep people tonight. Zeep. Last week, the Michael Hutchins or Michael Hutchinson Foundation, you had to donate to because they died of autoerotic asphyxiation, and now there are the new ones. So feel free to call them later and ask them about their autoerotic asphyxiation, the deaths of their pre-hosts.
Yeah, definitely call them.
Definitely
Especially
ask them
Especially furiously masturbating guy who called before.
Mm-hmm.
This is Corin Nemec, and I hate the role-playing hour because when we went to the sauna, they decided to go full Swedish. and I didn't need to see that.
Nice hat, faggot. Nice shoes, faggot. Nice moustache, faggot.
Son!
Nice bald head, faggot.
Son, it's me, your father, the DM.
What? You're me dad?
That's right.
Nice fathering skills, faggot.
Listen, I've been trying to find you. Years ago, your mother and I, we shared a special moment. And now here you are. I've found you! Standing around Marion Shopping Center on Late Night Shopping Thursday.
Really? You were looking for me?
That's right. For years, I've...
Wait, wait. I have to tell this guy walking past he has nice sideburns. Hey, nice sideburns, faggot!
What?
I said nice sideburns, faggot!
Okay.
Go on.
I've been looking for you for years, and here you are, finally! You have no idea what it's taken to find you!
Why'd you want to find me?
I'll tell you that in a minute. First, can I ask... Could you lend me 50 cents for a bus ticket?
What?
Just 50 cents for a bus ticket, I needed to get home.
Oh no, my dad's a drunk.
I just took to drink because of my long search and my failed life, son. I wasn't always a drunk, but if you lend me 50 cents, perhaps I can turn my life around and finally catch the bus to the Alcohol Rehabilitation Center. It's a lack of a bus ticket that has been keeping me from there.
Fine, here you go. Here's 50 cents.
Thanks. That's good cask wine.
Where'd you find cask wine for 50 cents?
Son, we need to talk.
No, Dad. You need to talk. Why did you walk out on me, Mum, huh? Was she nothing more than a piece of meat to you? You know how hard she slaved raising me? Her, a triple amputee. Every day she would crawl across the floor with her one arm to make me a packed lunch. Then she would crawl me to school. Then she would crawl to her job as an aerobics instructor, where she slaved 18 hours a day to support us both. And where were you?
You're right, son, you're right. I should have been there, but...
Nice baby carriage, faggot.
But I couldn't, and it's destroyed me, son. I couldn't help you be the man you need to be.
What do you mean, the man I need to be?
See this box I'm holding? This is the last possession I own. I sleep in this box every night, but this box is also a time machine. See, it has time machine written on the side in marker with a backwards E in time, but not in machine. I've searched 1,000 lifetimes. Each time I've followed you, son, I've watched you grow up in more timelines than I can count. And in every timeline, no matter what I do, whether I stay with you and your mother and raise you right, or whether I go away and leave you be and let you develop without me, you always, always grow up to be a guy who stands around a Marion Shopping Center calling people faggots. It's driven me to drink, son. I can't find the key to why you stand around a Marion Shopping Center calling people faggots. I can't break the curse! Why has fate made you this way?
What are you talking about? There's nothing wrong with me. Hey, nice $5,500 Pierre Cardin suit, faggot.
I thought maybe it was me. Maybe it was my negative influence making you this way. So many timelines. I'd stayed with your mom, raising you, helping you, playing baseball with you every day, watching you grow, laughing. But still, in those time streams, you turn into a guy who stands around a Marion Shopping Center calling people faggots. So I thought, is it me? Can I forsake my natural fatherly affection? Can I do it for love? Can I give you up? Have you not even known me? If it might just mean that you grow up well and have a good life and be the best that you can be, can I do that for you? But no, even in this timeline, when I stay away from you, the poor mother, it still turns out the same. Here you are, again, standing in Marion Shopping Center and calling people faggots. Oh, it's enough to drive a man to drink.
Nice early 19th century style Royal Ascot, faggot. Hey, did you see that guy going past with the early 19th century style Royal Ascot top hat?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd hoped for so much for you, son. So much more.
What did you hope? What did you want me to be?
Oh, I wanted you to be a professor. A learned man. A wise man, an inspiration to others, a man who commands respect, a man of dignity, a man who's not only admired by his peers, but who also is helping the next generation by marking the theses of young up-and-coming postgraduates.
Nice interdisciplinary analysis of the influence of women's suffrage and nascent Marxist feminism on the erotic poetry of Sylvia Plath, faggot.
Ha,
nice fantasy, faggot.
But why, son? What would lead a man to do this? I've struggled in so many timelines, destroyed so many universes that now never were and never will be, hoping to find out what made you this way. Each time I plumbed the depths of my soul asking, why would anybody think it was a fulfilling existence standing around a Marion shopping centre on a Thursday night, late night shopping, calling people faggots? What is happening in your spirit? Are you sad deep down?
Hey, don't judge me, Dad. I don't just stand around in Marion shopping centre on Thursday nights calling people faggots. Sometimes I stand around in Arndale on Saturday afternoons and call people faggots. Sometimes I stand outside the Meyer Centre on Rundle Mall on Friday nights and call people faggots. I have a wide and varied life, full of passion and the finer pleasures. I'm a bon vivant. And you don't know the thrill. You don't know the spiritual and intellectual stimulation standing in crowded shopping centres at peak hour and calling people faggots provides. This, what you so readily dismiss, me standing around in Marion Shopping Centre on a Thursday night and calling people faggots, this is living. I feel so alive.
Dude, check out that dude lymphatic system.
Hey, nice lymphatic system, faggot. Is it good at carrying lymph around your body, huh? You should call that lymphatic system of yours a lymphagot system.
Son, I don't know why you're like this. It just seems ingrained. Perhaps it would be better if I just went back into the past one last time and told your mother not to sleep with me, or warned my younger self what might happen if I go to that nightclub and then you'd never be born.
Nice infanticide, faggot.
No, not infanticide, not even abortion. Correcting a mistake before it happened, saving everyone, including that guy walking up right now, the one with the smiling 5-year-old daughter. She's so proud of her big, strong father, the father who is the world to her, who knows everything and can protect her from anything, that father you're surely about to call a...
Hey, nice smiling 5-year-old daughter who thinks the world of you, faggot.
Yes, I've tried so many thousands of times, and no matter what I do, I can never change it. Time to go back once and for all.
Hey, maybe it's because my dad's a fuck-up that I do this. Maybe it's because I have fuck-up DNA.
Yeah, you have fuck-up DNA in your balls.
Maybe I like to be this way. Maybe I'm just bad inside. Maybe I'll even take after you. Maybe I'll become a useless ranting alcoholic or a raging druggie. If me being bad is fate, then maybe that's fate too, because you're an old fuck-up alco. So it must be in my genes too, mate. Yeah, I bet it's because of you, my life is fucked. You're fucked and I'm going to be fucked just like you. Nice genetic traits, faggot.
Time to activate.
No, I'm taking your time machine. No, I'm ganking it.
Give that back.
There, it's mine, you weak poofter. Now I'll go back in time, huh? Stop you from stopping me being born. And I'll still be born.
Yeah, still be born, bro.
And maybe I'll stay in the past and stay around you just to piss you off and remind you of what a fuck-up you are.
No, son, please, please give me that time machine back. Don't let this timeline, out of all of them, become the real one, the only real one. I didn't even spend time with you. Let me go back and raise you again, so at least we have a connection, at least that. Once in one timeline, I think I saw a hint of remorse in your eyes after you called a mentally disabled child a retard faggot. Maybe that hint of remorse is the best of all possible timelines and the most I can hope for.
Nope, I'm going back. I'm getting in the time machine.
Yeah. Get in the time machine, bro.
I'm gonna go back in time, stop you from changing anything else. Here I go, I'm gonna press the button.
Wait, son, before you go, what did your mother name you in this timeline? I never asked.
My name's Roland. I'll see you in the path.
Roland?
Nice time machine, faggot.
Nice failure to stop your time traveling son, faggot. He took your time machine. Are you gonna cry?